The butcher is dependent on his cleaver.
The binder would be lost without his glue.
The loom is indispensable to the weaver.
But we, the writers, pay our homage to
His Majesty, the chair. It's heaven for a writer's derriere.
Shakespeare had a talent that could overflow the cup.
But could Romeo and Juliet have been written standing up?
His Majesty, Blushes, collaborates in all the writer says.
Two little pillows and four little legs, a back, a seat,
ceiling above you and room underneath to rest your feet.
We'll never be drinking bad ordinaire to His Majesty, the chair.
A rider has the right to
see all, know all,
and give the world his best.
But when he wants the words to sing out, ring out, he needs a cozy nest in which to let his buttocks rest.
Your Majesty, all hail.
Though you be Louis Cans or Chippendale,
you're the seat that rested Caesar and the throne of Camelot.
You have held the human bottoms up since time was first begot.
Oh, potentate, oh, Rex.
I hear they're even using you for sex.
No.
You're the answer whenever a writer's in a slump.
He can be clever as Socrates when he's on his rump.
That's how he seduces plots from their lair.
The writer needs a wooden chair for literary dash.
He sits there on his maple, on his oak, or on his ash.
He gets his inspiration as he smokes his calabash.
In His Majesty, His Royal Majesty, His Imperial Majesty.